This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Back. You're listening to Real Sound on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Come on, you know the drill. I shouldn't have to tell you this every time. You already know. Anyway, look at, for real, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. But more so, I want you to sign up for the email blasts or the email information that we send out every week. You can stop anytime you want to if it really starts to irritate you. I don't like emails myself. They make me crazy. Because I got to read them, really. That's what it boils down to. But in all sincerity, really, check it out. Sign up for the email blast. If you don't like emails and you want to be notified by text message and or text alert, as they say, then simply text TRS to 77222, TRS to 77222. And I do so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and just keeping up overall. I'm going to hit some of the social media stories that are running all around the place. And there's a lot of misinformation out there still. And so what's going on, whether it's with Facebook or any of these places. Now, Terry Littlepage is going to join me after in the next hour. He's the founder of Spreely TV and Spreely.com. And, the Nazi tactics of, true Nazi tactics of Facebook and Twitter and others have given rise to all these social media networks. I hope to have others on, too, as well. But, he has seen now twice in, two different surges where there is a need for this. People are looking for another way out. So it's not a matter of these guys just coming up and putting these media sites together and hoping that they go. We do want them. There are people out there that truly want this. We want a place where we can speak openly and freely. And I've had, they used to be friends, they're not friends anymore, but I've had those friends reach out to me and say, why would you want to be part of a platform or on these platforms that allow people to lie? I would say, you mean like Facebook or Twitter? Come on, honestly. Facebook and Twitter allow their people to lie all the time. There's no double checks there. And the proof is, look at the people they leave on while they take off Donald Trump. I don't know if they're afraid. I don't know if they don't care. It's in your face. I don't know what it is. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. Now, you heard us talking about this earlier. We didn't harp on it, if you would. But myself and Zoe Rachel, the young lady, and I'll probably play this for you the next break. The young lady who was asked to come up and do the Pledge of Allegiance. Now, you had to know, I find it hard to believe that officials from the school did not know that that's what she was going to do. I'm sorry. I just do. All right? They had to have a clue at the direction, because this isn't something she just decided to do on the spur of the moment. I don't buy that for a second. She had it planned out. And that's me, you know, supposing. But when she got to the part and said, you know, one nation under God, she decided to say one nation under Allah. Now, as Zoe told you, that Allah, for the rest of the world, if you would, or the rest of the Judeo-Christian world, is in reference to the moon god. They will tell you, though, it's simply the Aramaic name for God, the generic God kind of thing. But they don't have a generic God. We as Christians do not have a generic God. That's where people, they dance away from it. They don't want to deal with any of this stuff. But when a Christian, hopefully, a real Christian, talks about God, he's talking about the Father of Jesus Christ. Not the Father of everything else or anyone else. I mean, put it in perspective what I'm talking about here. Yeah, he's my heavenly Father. Now, Muslims and Jews do not believe that God has a son and that the son died. Muslims see Jesus as a prophet. Right? The Jews see Jesus as a rabbi, teacher, but not the Messiah. See, Muhammad is the prophet of Allah. That's why I was getting a kick out of when people say, well, they all really worship the same God. No, they don't. They really don't. I mean, can we stop doing that so we feel good? Or we make them feel good that we're all on the same page? Because we might be on the same page from a standpoint we want to, you know, let people practice a religion, you know, love their God, whatever, whatever, whatever. But we're not on the same page as how to get to heaven. We're not on the same page as to what it takes to get to heaven. We're not on the same page as to what God is, the God. Again, let's just be honest about it. Now, there are many other religions, you know, Buddhism and such, they're fine with us believing what we believe. Right? I mean, they don't make fun of us or anything like that. They're not looking to actively convert people like some other religions do. I'm not just talking about... I know the Jews don't actively recruit, if you would. I know the Muslims and the Christians do. Because they believe that they have the right, the proper, the real belief, the real Heavenly Father, the real God. Joe Messina, your host, this is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. It's Joe Mazzini, your host, listening to Real Side, CCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem. I don't want you part of the problem. And so I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, that you are involved, that you are engaged. Hopefully you'll join us again on a show that Alfonso, Rachel, and myself are doing. Calling Soul Food, my God, I didn't even think of that, Soul Food Radio. And many of you have enjoyed Thursday night so much, when he's on with us, we decided that maybe that should be, might be a show in and of itself. And as you heard tonight, I mean, there are a lot of people out there discussing things about religion, discussing things about God. But I would love to know how many of them are actually, you know, doing something about it, in it, and working it through, trying to understand what the Word actually says, what God actually wants you to. We shouldn't be afraid. This is aimed at Christians, obviously. But you shouldn't be afraid. You shouldn't be testing the wind. You shouldn't be looking around to your friends, you know, to see what the Word says. Go dig into it yourself. All right, so I got a little heavy on you here. We'll light things up. And apparently, masks will be the only thing required in a Philadelphia naked bike ride. Yes, you heard me. But does it naked mean you have absolutely no clothing on? So it'd be like a partially naked bike ride, right? That's going to happen in August, I think. Let that sink in for a second. So it's going to happen in August, where everybody will be really hot and sweaty and all that stuff. The event is called, you know, the annual Philly Naked Bike Ride. This year they're calling it the Mask Edition, because every piece of clothing required will be your mask. I just find it, oh yeah, you know what, I did this last week, but I didn't. I got to put the picture up, really. The picture for the flyer does the best. It is actually kind of disgusting, but in a tongue-in-cheek way, it's actually kind of funny. 855-732-5560. Again, I do always appreciate the time that you guys spend with us. In California, the pandemic funds, the dollars that we were given to take care of the unemployment issue, the unemployment problem, if you would. Apparently, Newsom can't find about 40-some-odd billion of that money. And it's not that he can't find it. Can we just be honest about it? He's given it to the wrong people. I mean, we found out that there were people in jail that were getting unemployment dollars. And not a couple. I mean, I'm talking $200, $300, $400 bucks a week in unemployment. Now, here's the problem. If you're in jail, how do you make that kind of money on unemployment? How does that work? Now, we thought it was unique to California. Now some of the experts have opened their mouth and said, well, maybe not so much. There's over $400 billion in pandemic unemployment funds that have not been misplaced, but actually been stolen. Right? I mean, a majority or a good chunk of that money they're thinking might have ended up in the international crime syndicates coming out of China, Nigeria, Russia, and elsewhere. The federal government has allocated more than almost $900 billion to state unemployment insurance programs since last March. The enhanced benefit included $300 a week, as many of you may know. But many states weren't prepared for the influx of unemployment claims filed. No, duh. That's why people are still fighting to get their unemployment claims. That's why businesses are still fighting to get people to come work for them, because why would you do that? You're going to get, like I said, at one point, I think it was over $700 a week. Talked to one person who got $900 a week in unemployment. That's unheard of. Why go to work? Right? And with this influx, and I can tell you in California, the computer system was ancient. Nowhere near able to handle this. Now, many Americans are still having trouble collecting their money. At least 70% of the money stolen left the country. That's according to LexisNexis Risk Management. The groups are definitely backed by the state, he said. Well, they can't give information. States aren't moving on it. Well, the countries aren't moving on it. White House economist Gene Sperling told Axios the problem was inherited from the Trump administration. Of course it was. Widespread fraud at state level, the pandemic. How could the problem have been... I'm just trying to... I mean, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, so help me understand. How did that problem get inherited from the Trump administration and the Biden administration when unemployment was at an all-time low, right up until the pandemic, and even then, they were able to work it through. Get money to the people they needed. Anyhow. He said, President Joe Biden has been clear that this type of activity from criminal syndicates is despicable and unacceptable. Gee, no kidding. That's why we passed the $2 billion for UI modernization and the American Rescue Plan. It is the Department of Justice, Anti-Fraud Task Force, and all of government identity theft and public benefits programs. So Joe's got to fix it by hiring more people. That's what they always do, right? Maybe not the right people, but we're going to hire more people. You know, fixing these computer systems is not a big deal. It's the bureaucracy behind them. Nobody go. One of the things that bothers me about government as a whole, some of you guys are going to laugh at me. This lowest bid thing is a problem. Because the lowest bid isn't always the best bid, not the best company. I have found out in the world of education here in California especially, that when you go with the lowest bid, they know, these contractors know how to work the system. And in the construction world, it is always, always almost an open ticket because you have change orders, you have all kinds of stuff to come down. You've got 8 million, I don't know, subcontractors to keep track of. Prices change. Suppliers, I mean, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on. And then what happens if you have a problem with a contractor of any kind, I don't care if it's your alarm company contractor or whatever, and a bid comes up again, they can show up again, even though you didn't like them. Lowest bid gets the job. That's a problem. Joe Mazzini, host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a minute.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A bipartisan group has struck a tentative deal on the infrastructure package in Washington. Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Even though the president is in England, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said he's watching what's going on.
He'll stay very engaged in this, even as he's on his first overseas trip.
Biden has announced the U.S. will donate 500 million doses of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine to COVAX, which is the global immunization effort.
America will be the arsenal of vaccines in our fight against COVID-19, just as America was the arsenal of democracy during World War II.
This is USA Radio News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Welcome, swingers. Pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Oh, and you know what? You guys sent me some notes during the break. And I just can't get to them fast enough. So I'm not ignoring you. I just can't get to them fast enough. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5560. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, part of what I call this segment is really the social media hot points, right? This is where I go looking at social media, any of them, to find out what stories are trending and why. I mean, some of them I don't even understand. Broward High School told me to stop selling a yearbook because of a BLM spread. On June 10th, when seniors trickled in West Broward High School to pick up their caps and gowns, they were told they couldn't get their yearbooks. Reason? The assistant principal ordered yearbook teacher David Fleischer to stop selling and distributing the yearbook because the Black Lives Matter spread was in it. And it was way too politically one-sided. Well, good for him. Really, seriously. It's censorship, Elise Twitchell, the Edge yearbook co-editor-in-chief, said. Now, here's the thing. When it comes to the yearbook, they only have a small committee. They don't speak for all the kids. So, no, it's not censorship. You know, in my yearbook, the expectation is you'd have the things in there that went along, that went down all year long. And BLM wasn't the only thing. These kids were protesting other stuff and or accepting other stuff. And, you know, you can't put anything pro-non-BLM because they have a fit over it. She was one of several editors who released statements sharing their disappointment to school administrators. The fact that it was over a parent complaint. Oh, my God! Parent, see, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I'm part of a school district. You start getting complaints about something, depending on what it is, you pay attention to it. Just because it's over parent complaints. Well, yeah, we don't want parents to complain about anything, do we? Now, Friday, by Monday, the district allowed the Edge staffers to continue to distribute the yearbook. But this time, the letter from the school's principal was inserted. I would have used, you know, those sticky full-page stickies. I would have printed up, you know, happy graduation day and put it right over it, right on the yearbook page. So inside the letter it said, please note that a governmental agency, the school board of Broward County, must maintain a neutral stance on all political views. Principal Brad Fadout said, as such, any political view expressed in 2021 West Broward yearbook are not sponsored by the district. Now, according to the statement by Broward County Public Schools, school administration paused it late Friday because they were concerned about what was in it. Do you blame them? That's one of my arguments. It's kind of like, let the school board know what's in there. Let them know what's going on so they can be ready for it and or nix it if you don't like it. Really? Fleischer said the yearbook teacher was not happy with the letter, noting the letter was included without the knowledge of the Edge or its endorsement. Well, see, the Edge belongs to the school board, to the high school, not the other way around. The Edge believes the letter is offensive. It dehumanizes the non-white students. See how they do that? If BLM was the only political thing in there, that's wrong. Because there were other things happening. Right? And the only reason the letter is offensive is because they don't agree with it. Well, it's a lot of stuff I don't agree with, but it's okay to offend me. In addition to student photos and other standard yearbook material, the yearbook also included coverage of the 2020 presidential election, COVID-19, and the LGBTQ community. None of the other spreads were deemed too political. Okay. Well, COVID-19 isn't political. It's a health issue. It affected a lot of kids across the country. Right? The LGBTQ community seems to be able to get its hands in on everything. Government, the Christian community did the same thing. And yes, the 2020 presidential election was a big deal, don't you think? Why wouldn't that be in the yearbook? Now, West Broward is not the only school in South Florida that tackled this issue. You know, again, we're back to the hero, George Floyd. I want to know why he's a hero. I want to know why we poo-poo the cops. I want to know why that police officer, there was a, I don't know what state it was in, but there was a billboard honoring a police officer that was defaced. And now they decided to take it down because it's a nuisance. Really? But yet we can create memorials to George Floyd, a known criminal. He's now the hero. Yeah, he was done wrong. If the evidence is what it is, that doesn't make him a hero. Doesn't make him a hero because he died by somebody doing something wrong to him. He wasn't fighting or standing up for a cause. And he was under the influence of drugs. Can we just be honest about it? Coral Gables High yearbook editors also created a spread called The Power of the People, focusing on the protests and student reaction to them. Now, see, I'd have no problem with this if it was a true, factual, honest study of, you know, Power of the People. What does that mean? How they take it back? See, protesting by burning down buildings and, you know, hitting police officers, hitting old Asian people, that's not protesting. That's violence. That's thuggery. That shouldn't be called out in a positive way. I don't even believe that BLM was negative in the very beginning. I think the cause and the reason were probably well-intended. But they got infiltrated like every other good cause, it seems. This is why, I kind of like the distance learning. I kind of like the learning where the parents are paying attention and seeing what's going on. That's a big deal. Parents got to see a lot of what was happening. I know. I've talked to many of them. Howard Wasserman, a law professor at the Florida International University College, he said, while the school can control the content of the student publications, he was glad they picked something that is just sort of silly. It otherwise allows the students to say that they wanted to say the yearbook. He said, I'm glad that the school district neither just stopped the circulation of the yearbook altogether, nor insisted that there be content about Blue Lives Matter, he said. But they did. Now, here's a question about that. I would love to know if some kid asked that Blue Lives Matter be put in, and it didn't get done. It's a valid question. Despite the Ed staff efforts, including trying to halt the distribution of the yearbook with the note, the administration has not changed the stance. Good. I'm very, very proud of my students. It's been a great learning experience for them. And they, you know, they've now stepped up. This is according to the yearbook director. I'm really proud of how much they pushed this and how much they stood up for what they believed in. See, I'm not always sure when this stuff happens if the kids are really believing in it, really behind it, really 100% with the program and understanding. I think they get caught up in the emotion and that kind of stuff. I love this. MSNBC, ABC, DFG. They have a headline right now. This is great. This is so funny. You ready for this one? Trump's Justice Department targeted Democrats in Congress in search for source of leaks related to the Russian investigation. That's according to the failing New York Times report. Isn't that funny? No, think about this. The Justice Department targeted all kinds of people under Trump, the deep state. Not a word from the Dems. Now they're trying to target or state that Trump's Justice Department did exactly that. They targeted the other party to search for how they were related to a certain investigation, a certain issue. I'm not so sure, though. Yeah, anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, the Trump Justice Department seized records from Apple that belonged to Democrats in Congress. Members of the House Intel Committee, including Adam Schiff, they were targeted along with their families and staffers. I don't know, I find it interesting. I shouldn't say that, that's not true. Because I'm not surprised. I could see it happening. Again, the double standard. They are above the law. Don't ask them. Watch what they do. Joe Mazzini, your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
I can't hear him either. Joe and Senior Holmes, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Fine. Oh, God, having a lot of fun here. All right, Trump's Justice Department. Let's get back to that again. We were talking about that before the break. Before we indulged in that 70s, 70s bar music. Anyway, you know, it's really funny how this thing gets turned around and all of a sudden it's a big deal, right? So Democrats in Congress are upset because Trump's Justice Department targeted them for the source of the leaks for, you know, the Russian investigation, or other investigations as well. And they're upset about that. Somebody was actually looking into it. But no problem. All the way back to what Trump was saying, hey, look, you're looking into me. You're actually, before I'm even sworn in, what are you doing? You're tapping the Trump Tower? Trump's Justice Department sees records from Apple that belong to Democrats in Congress. Members of the House Intel Committee, including Representative Adam Schiff, were targeted along with the families and staffers. The DOJ was looking for a source of leaks regarding the Russian investigation. But why they look? I mean, why would they have to look? I mean, these guys, they know what's going on there. They know what the stuff's being downloaded to and where it's going out. A grand jury subpoena Apple for communication data belonging to the people surrounding the House committee. Now, the records belong to members of the House Intelligence Committee, including, well, why wouldn't you? Adam Schiff. I mean, big deal, isn't it? The Times reported and records of at least 12 people were obtained between 17 and 18. Schiff serves as committee ranking member at the time. You know, these guys, they don't want you looking at anything of theirs. Shifty Schiff has always been a problem. And Solwell. What happened to his Chinese connection? What happened to her? Right? I guess it's against the law now. They are above the law. We're not supposed to look at anything of theirs, any of the games that they've played. So send me an email, joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Broward County. You know, we're talking about that the yearbook that they had to stop selling because the BLM information ended up, or somebody sent me an email during the break. It's funny because it's not that we don't want current events put up there. It's not like we don't want people to know what's going on, and we don't want people to know or didn't want people to know of those kids that know 10 years, 12 years, 15 years down the road. That this was going along in their time, but how about we make it fair and honest? Right? Or equal. Everybody gets a shot at it. Everybody gets to have their story told as well. Don't you think? Wouldn't that be cool? Yeah, I know. I'm hitting some of the stuff rapid fire. Because I meant to do it earlier, but I forgot. I don't know if you guys heard about that mom who survived Mao's China. She slammed a critical rate. I mean, you're seeing more and more moms, black, white, Asian, from all walks of life, slamming critical race theory. This mom said it's the same thing that the communist regime used on them. This was a Virginia mom who grew up in Mao Zedong's Cultural Revolution. She went after the school board Tuesday over the controversial support of critical race theory. She explained, it's really funny. All these people that come out of these communist countries, that come here for a reason, that come here to get away from it. You've got others that have never been, like an AOC. And yet when the people came from that country say something about it, the AOC and others don't want to hear what they have to say. She said, I've been very alarmed by what's going on in our schools. She told the Loudoun County School Board, I mean, these guys are out of control, apparently. She said, you're now teaching and training our children to be social justice warriors and to hate our country and our history. She compared CRT to the Mao-led Chinese Communist Party's cultural revolution that left anywhere between hundreds of thousands to 20 million people dead. Let me say that again. From hundreds of thousands to 20 million people dead. You can't tell. You ready for this? Why the spread? Why can't we get a number? Why? It's Communist China. They've been shrouded in secrecy. Remember, Tiananmen Square didn't happen. Didn't you know that? The communist regime used the same critical theory to divide people. The mom went on to say the only difference is that they used class instead of race. She said growing up, she witnessed students and teachers violently turning against each other, changed school names to be politically correct, taught to denounce their heritage and destroy everything historical, books, statues, and so on. Boy, we haven't seen that happen, have we? People, that's why I keep telling you, we may have to rise up. To a degree, we may have to rise up. I'm not telling you you have to go be violent. That's not what I'm saying at all. But you may have to defend yourself. You may have to defend those things you believe in and you love. She would honestly, we were also encouraged to report each other. Where have we heard that? Just like the Student Equity Ambassador Program. They have a Student Equity Ambassador Program at the schools so they can report bias at their homes, with their parents, with other people's parents, other people's homes, other people's students. Isn't that cool? This is indeed the American version of Chinese Cultural Revolution, she said. That critical race theory has its roots, and it should have no place in our school. Her name is Van Fleet. Her son graduated from the Loudoun High School in 2015. She went on to talk about how communist ideology had crept into the school system even then. She said to me, and to a lot of other Chinese, it's heartbreaking that we escaped communism, and now we're experiencing communism. But you hear that from a lot of people that have left their countries, their communist countries and such. You hear that from a lot of refugees. They talk about how the bottom line was they ran away from communism. They ran away from socialism, fascism, dictatorships. And now what? Now they're watching it happen right in front of their eyes. Why don't we take a lesson from them? Why don't we take heed from their experiences? My aunt who's from Italy said the same thing. It concerns her what she's seeing going on now in this country. So with you, your host, this is The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the social platforms, social media platforms, and Spreely in particular, and how they got a big boost recently. We'll be right back.